guys, to episode 15 of Black Mixology. I'm your co-host, Emperor Black, and with me is my host.
Fuck the intro. I know I said I wasn't going to say shit about social media, but fuck all that. Y'all motherfuckers changed way too fucking much in a little tiny span that I said I was too old to say anything, but maybe we're getting too old, right? Sorry. It's your boy. Wow. We'll get into that later. But yes, it's episode 15. It's your boy. It's me. It's HG. And we're here to bring you the realest of podcasts, you know, where every day is great at your Juness. So, HG, quick question for you. Yeah, actually, it's a question for a lot of people. I know we talked about this earlier, but say you, free, or it's a question for you, obviously, but then for whoever's listening right now, say, you know, you're hard at work, or maybe you're just doing something, and you're away from your significant other, right?
Yeah.
And like, say you message that person, and like, yo, you want something to eat, this, that, and the third, what's up? Or are you asleep, this, that, and the third? But then, like, you get a message of, like, you know, cheeks getting clapped or someone clapping cheeks. What would be your first action? Or what's your response?
My response? Oof. That's a hard one, mm-hmm. Ohio. But because I think this is, like, every guy's worst fear, you know, in my opinion. It's, like, every guy's worst fear. In my opinion, and I have been afraid this might mm-hmm. happen to me. But all right, look, see, the thing about King Black or Emperor Black, he always covers his butt, right? So if we're living together, my name's on a lease, and she's just living with me, and she's paying half the rent, she got to go. I'm gonna call my buddy. I'm like, hey, pack her bags. She got to go.
Say homeboy beating the rent out of her already.
Like, throw her out. But my response would be, all right, we're done. There's nothing. We're done. Her and him, who are clapping her cheeks while she's being a throat Ubers. Monster. We're done. You know, that's some grimy stuff to be working hard. You know, you know, bringing the bacon home per se, and for me to open up my Snap or my Instagram videos. All here's,
you know, said bringing home the bacon. My man over here smacking them hams.
Yeah. Like we're done. Like that, it's over. In my opinion, you know, I'm gonna take, you know, my vacation. You know, and I'm just go somewhere. I'm gonna go to like the Bahamas or something, Hawaii or something. You know, and be me. I'm gonna give no f's about it. You know, if I see her around. I ain't gonna look at her. She ain't nothing to me at that point, you know. She ain't nothing. But I don't know. That's just me. I don't know what you guys will do, but that's just me, you know. I'm a very nice guy, but one thing I hate is liars and people who talk behind my back. That's one thing I hate. Two things I hate the most, sorry. Is liars and people who talk
behind my back. Or clapping your girl's back.
Yes, that too. Thank you, Ohio. But that's just me. We're done. That's just me. Kings out there. Kings and queens out there. You know, if a girl get a video of her guy, you know, or like he's busy, you know, that stuff. Like you like doing people here. Know your worth, okay? Know your worth, you know? If it ain't worth it.
Somebody's going to be twerking for it.
If it ain't worth it. I ain't work it. Don't twerk it. That's my spiel for that subject. I know it's a little bit fast, but you guys go back and rewind the tape or the podcast and list again. But I digress. What about you, Ohio? Because we talked about this. I didn't really hear your opinion about it. So I'm curious myself. I'm sure the Black mixologists are curious themselves also.
My parents raised me on respect, right? But okay. As I grew older, my expectation grew less. Shrunk, if you will. So, me, I'm a methodical person, you know, always thinking, overthink sometimes. So, if me personally got that, you know, video of she's busy. And, for example, say if it was like, you know, someone I was planning on getting married to. Right? Now, before you guys start saying, oh, Verna, cancel them. Cough. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Right? So.
Right.
If I was, you know, planning on getting married to this person, I would hold on to said video until that special day. That very special, special day. And then. I'm gonna make it. I'm one for theatrics. A little slideshow. Maybe not even a slideshow. Hell, I might even just put it on a fat ass projector.
You talking about AK Infinity War? First night standing, 12 o'clock showing.
Nah, bro, they caught our ass in 4K. So, yeah, I will just put it up on the projector. I'll be like, yeah, if everybody would like to direct their attention to this very special video I made. And I'm pretty sure this would be like further down the line, episode like, you know, 400 of the podcast and all that. And, you know, we probably got video at this point, so HG probably gonna be on the side. I'm saying, I'm like, oh shit, look at that. But then I'm just gonna play it.
Damn.
I'm gonna play it. Because obviously you didn't care if I saw. So you don't care if everybody else sees. And then I'm a wait on it. And then when it's all said and done, I'm a deuce deuce. I'm going to be all looking cool in my suit or tux, whatever the fuck it is. Yes, and I'm going to go like rent a car and do stuff. Probably go to Vegas.
Take that.
Go to Vegas.
You know, I'm going to be like, my hitter.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I'm about
to. You think to yourself, like, you're so mean. So-and-so didn't deserve it. Blah, blah, blah. You're vengeful. This, that, and the third. Boo-hoo. Blow it out your aft. Shout out to engines. But, anyway, that's our little intro spiel. And speaking of people getting released, got some NFL news for you guys. A lot of it, a little bit, not a lot of it, but just, you know, little tidbits, a little sports minute, if you will. But we'll go on the list. Falcons signed punter, I'm guessing, Dom Maggio. Raiders release DB LaMarcus Joyner. Giants release wide receiver Cody Core. Raiders re-sign Dalen Levitt. Dolphins tender release 3E RFAs. I don't know what that means, but fuck it. Cowboys, here's a big one, signed Dak Prescott to another 4-year, $160 million deal. Crazy. The Jets place a franchise tag on safety Marcus May. The Titans are trading offensive lineman Isaiah Wilson to the Dolphins. The Washington are franchising, I can't speak today, the O-line Brandon Scherf. The Raiders are trading right tackle Trent Brown to the Patriots. Giants are franchising D-lineman Leonard Williams. God. All right, the Bills center Mitch Morse agrees to a $2 million pay cut. The Packers wide receiver, shocker to me, Devin Funchdown Funches agrees to a pay cut. So he'll be playing for the Packers as long as everybody's pretty much taking pay cuts due to, you know, trying to keep a team together. Let's see. The Vikings release kicker Dan Bailey. Steelers re-sign Marcus Allen. Saints are tagging Marcus Williams. Eagles cut safety Blake Countess, Michigan alumni. And D-tackle Trayvon Hester. Packers do not franchise tag Aaron Jones. The Buccaneers re-sign Levante David to a 2-year, $25 million extension. Chiefs re-sign wide receiver Marcus Kemp. Texans waive fullback Colin Gillespie, I believe. Titans are releasing cornerback Malcolm Butler. That's a shocker. And let's see. Saints are re-signing running back Dwayne Washington. And the Bengals are re-signing QB Brandon Allen to a one-year deal, probably to back up Joe Burrow. Hopefully he gets well soon, because I want to see the Bengals come up a little bit this year just to see how good Joe Burrow really is. But that is your NFL news. We got a little bit of WWE shits. Bobby Lashley, who has been in the company for about, I'm saying, 16 years? I would say 16 years. He started off as a big-ass powerhouse. He was in ECW, and back in, what is it, around, like, the Ruthless Aggression era, he was ECW champion next to Batista as the World Heavyweight Champion and John Cena as a WWE champion. He's kind of afterthought mainly because ECW was kind of like the third brand that really nobody really cared about. But he was there. He was champion. He was a fucking stud. But Bobby Lashley won the WWE title. I'm pretty sure I said this last episode. But he won a title. And he had an entrance recently on Monday Night Raw this past Monday. And that shit was clean. Like WrestleMania worthy. And I'm hoping this man gets a long, long run. We also had a lot of, you know, a lot of people on social media abuzz about the women's division. Mainly because there's a person named Charlotte Flair who blinks and gets a title shot. Meanwhile, there's like a lot of people in the locker room who haven't got a chance, let alone a number one contendership match for the women's title. So there's one superstar, I'm just going to call him a superstar. She got on the, the post show and just like went off. Like how she's from Australia. She came from there to come here for an opportunity that she's been sitting on the ass for since she's got there. And she literally was like, I'm tired of the same people getting the same opportunities almost every, like all the time, when she said she claims that she's better than 98% of the locker room and that she will give the other 2% a run for their money. And she basically went off and everybody's all like, woo, push Peyton Royce, this, that, and the third. But a lot of people are getting kind of salty because everybody's getting behind her. But when there's another superstar named Naomi, who's actually pretty good in ring, she had a good run as the SmackDown Women's Champion. But she's not getting her push. But instead, she's in a tag team title run, I'm guessing. She's trying to go for the tag team titles with another person named Lana. But she's pretty much carrying that tag team. But when she should be like in like a fucking fatal four-way for the Women's Champion, who is injured currently. And for some reason, every time she gets the title, she's like never on TV, which is weird because she's supposed to supersede, I'm guessing that's the word, Becky Lynch, who is on maternity leave because she recently had a kid. She relinquished the title to Asuka to have a kid, but then Asuka comes in and she has her matches, this, that, and the third. She barely has any title defenses. She's barely on TV, and now she's hurt and she's not on TV. But Charlotte Flair was her partner, and all of a sudden she's trying to get going. She's trying to have a match with Asuka for the women's championship at WrestleMania, which everybody's getting kind of tired of. But honestly, like in ring, Charlotte Flair is pretty fucking good. Mike skills good, but everybody's like kind of tired of seeing Charlotte Flair in the main event picture, which is why a lot of people are like rabble rousing for a mid-card title, if you will, like basically like the Intercontinental Championship and the USA title, like they say that women in the WWE need a mid-card title, which I agree upon. I've been wanting to see that for a while because it actually would bring a little bit more notoriety to the women's division instead of having the first ever this, first ever that. Like, get a mid-card title and hold it to that same regard as their Intercontinental title or the U.S. United States title, which all these titles are getting revamps and people are like bringing it back from like obscurity, if you will. Because I remember like back in the day, like the Intercontinental Championship was like the championship. Like if you won that, you're the next step after the Intercontinental Championship is the title, like the title, the WWF title at the time, but now it's the WWE title. But it's like some people just come in, skip that title, and straight into the like the big title league, the main event. But I'm like, yo. But honestly, like, it kind of sucks for the women's division because there's only two titles to compete for in the main shows, Raw and SmackDown. But other than that, it's tag team titles that are floating around NXT, SmackDown, and Raw that a lot of people are lining up for, but a lot of people can't touch because obviously SmackDown and Raw have dibs over NXT. But we'll see how it goes. WrestleMania is going to be in like 4 weeks. And we got the next pay-per-view coming up is Fastlane. So that is on, what is it? Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So hopefully get you some news on that. Hopefully some title changes. Hopefully there's like a women's title match that isn't Charlotte Flair. But hey, a man can dream. But speaking of dreaming, a lot of people dreamed of a better Justice League movie.
Amen.
Just to start us off, a lot of people were upset with the current rendition, I guess if you would say that word, of Justice League, how they just kind of just farted everything together because everybody expects everything to be a fucking Marvel movie. Shocker, people, it's DC. And a lot of people are like, well, DC's not on the same caliber as Marvel because and all that bullshit. Shut up. Okay, I get it. Am I going to cap? In terms of animated movies, DC kills that shit. Like Killing Joke, Justice League Doom, Death of Superman, like all that shit. Flashpoint Paradox. Come on now.
That thing was.
Like, am I going to cap? But one movie that I will defend to the end of my days, is Man of Steel. My brother, BVS. But me and him are on like pretty much close when it comes to defending Man of Steel. Man of Steel was that shit. Okay? I had a crush on Feora Ul. Like, But a lot of people are going to turn to the, what is it? The Dark Knight series. But honestly, I liked was it The Dark Knight Rises? But I kind of feel like it kind of like got a little, I don't know, at the end with Bane. Like, Tom Hardy did a good job, but I kind of expected Bane to be, you know, like that type shit. Raging.
Roiding
out. I was kind of expecting him to be like, you know, beating ass and suplexing people and shit. But he was just like, darkness. But anyway, that comes out, if I am looking at my shits correctly, that comes out in 8 days. But HD, before I continue on with that shit, give me your thoughts on the, your thoughts on, you know, the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League.
I watched, I heard Zack Snyder was the original director, per se, you know, And I watched the Justice League, you know, the one that came out. I just felt it was just dry.
Right.
You know, just dry. The idea, you know, I love seeing Cyborg, you know, interact with, you know, Cyborg's one of my favorite, you know, DC characters along with Flash, mm-hmm. you know. But I just felt like the movie was dry. You know, I know it got a lot of negative reviews, like from like a lot of people. I haven't heard one person who said it was a banger. I would say this. I did think Suicide Squad was better than the Justice League movie, in my opinion. Not because it's Will Smith, you know, or Harley Quinn. But I did think Suicide Squad was better than the Justice League movie. Now, this is Jack Snyder cut. I heard... You were talking about it. I haven't watched the trailer for it because I kind of want to go in, you know, a little bit blindfolded mm-hmm. and see what I get. You know, it's coming out in, what'd you say, 18 days? 8 days. So I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm definitely going to go see it. It's a 4-hour long movie, if I remember. And I heard it's going to have, like, the Teen Titans, a bunch of other characters. And I'm excited to see it, yo. I'm very excited, you know. As for DC movies, I know you're mentioning, I do think DC makes better live-action TV mm-hmm. shows than Marvel does. I would say that, because I like watching The Arrow and The Flash, but like Marvel, you know, you have, yeah.
Oh, no. You're going to have a lot of people are going to be like, ew. The fuck are you talking about? WandaVision just came out? And it was a fucking, it had me in an emotional roller coaster.
Other than WandaVision, because... Well, WandaVision had all the hype of 13 years of building her character up, right. You know. So you already seen her, you already got used to her, you already got a fan, but she never had her standalone movie to make her. You already know who Wanda was before the show, you know. For the movies, you already know who Wanda was before the show dropped, you know. And I feel like WandaVision is like, I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's good. I feel like WandaVision is just like getting you hyped for the next phase of Marvel. Yeah. You know, I'm not crapping on the show. No, I haven't watched it, so I don't have that right. I have watched some clips of it. You know, I scrolled to YouTube. I'm like, oh, I'll watch this. Fine. I don't have Disney Plus for you guys, you know. But, I feel like DC makes better live action shows than, you know, Marvel. You know, I like The Flash. I like The Green Arrow. I like Legends of Tomorrow, which is actually one of my favorite DC, you know, shows. You know. But other than that, you know, I'm excited for the Jack Snyder cut. I'm trying to go with a bunch of my friends to watch it in theaters when it comes out. I might catch 12 o'clock showing, you know. I might get, you know. I'm excited, you know. I'd like to hear you guys' opinion, you know, on this Jack Snyder cut. I heard it's supposed to be hype. I go on Facebook, and I'll see Jack Snyder's coming back to release his cut of Justice League. So, I hope it lives up to this hype, because how long has Justice League been out? Like a year now? Year and a half, maybe?
I don't know.
About two. So, it's been 2 years, because that's all I heard after, you know, the movie came out. Oh, Jack Snyder's cut was way better. Had 2+ hours added to it. This and this and this was in it, which differed from the original, you know? So I'm excited. Bottom line, guys. Let me know what you guys think.
So, you got Zack Snyder's cut coming out in about 8 days, right? So, right after that, luckily, we have Godzilla vs. Kong. And that comes out March 25th. I'm excited. I'm ready. I've literally have not watched one single trailer after, what is it? Godzilla bitch slapped King Kong. And I will stand by the fact that Godzilla wants to fight regardless of anybody else. But, yeah. Good, you got an extended cut initial release coming out, and we have a new movie continuing the MonsterVerse. And I'm really excited. After, actually, I know probably drawn this out in the past couple episodes, but I feel like the MonsterVerse is catching steam, you know, catching its footing, because I feel like it was a good start. You know, you already introduced King Kong, you introduced Godzilla, you introduced Mothra, Rodan, Ghidorah. So, and then you introduced the Oxygen Destroyer, so you got Destroyer that can come out of that. You have the fact that Ghidorah's head was found at the end of the cutscene. Spoilers for haven't seen King of Monsters yet. If you haven't, what the fuck are you doing? And then you got this new movie coming out where a lot of people are already like shitting out theories, but I can't wait to see, or going with the guesses, going blind, and then leaving either with all like those questions asked, but more questions to get answered for the next movie. Because we were supposed to get this movie like last year, I think. And then now it's 2021, and now that we're getting this movie, that I feel like they had a lot more time to work on this. And I do believe, if I remember correctly, Jurassic World is also coming out this year. Let me see. We have... No. Dominion. All right, so I'm looking at it, and we have... Oh, never mind. It comes out next year. Damn. We had a mini. So Jurassic World Dominion comes out next year, June 10th. So I got to wait a while for that one. All right. So real quick before we move on. Movie trailers. That is not brought up my shit, right? So the reason I haven't watched much shit on basically, you know, Godzilla. Most of the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. Or any movie or TV show after that. I don't watch trailers. Like, I watch the first trailer and that's it. Because nobody likes pandering to the females here when you blow your load too early. And guys don't like that shit either. You know? You don't want to blow your load the first 2 minutes before you even start. That's almost like just putting it in and your shit just starts jumping right off the bat. You leave, like, you're just, after that, you're just sad, and you're like, oh, fuck. Wish that was longer. But, you got, all right, so let's go rewind to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, right? Trailer dropped.
Right.
And you already know what was happening. Like, you know the plot. You know the ending. You know how it started. You know why they're going. You know what's going to happen after they got done with doing what they're doing. And that was pretty much it. You can pretty much, like, the first trailer I think they released, you got the gist of the movie. And I'm not going to cap. When I saw it, I was kind of hyped for it. But then the more I, like, because I could watch the Godzilla vs. Kong trailer, the first one, 10 times. But I'm not going to, like, I'll dissect that one trailer, but other than that, I'm done. But at the same time, you can literally watch the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom trailer once, and then it's, you already know everything. You know what's going to happen. Like, I remember, like, there was one part where they were like, oh, I'm not going back on the island. Fuck that place. But then, like, oh, but Blue was there. And then you already know Chris Pratt's getting his little fucking, a little face he makes when he's looking, like, in the distance and squinting a little bit. And then cut to them going to the island and they find Blue. Shocker, right? And then they get caught in a little gyrosphere. For those who don't know, it's a little ball that they travel in, you know, to see all the herbivores and all that. But there's a scene where there's a Carnotaurus, right? Tiny little stubby arm, little shit, little red one. And it's the first time they got introduced. If you haven't watched Camp Cretaceous, that's probably where it came from. But it was about to charge at him, and all of a sudden, Deus Rex Machina. T-Rex come, does the epic roar, and then cuts off right there. Honestly, you didn't need to show me that. Because in terms of blowing my load early, I blew my load right there. Especially when T-Rex did that fucking shit at the end. But then I saw the movie and it was just like, oh, I already know this is coming. I'm like, oh. Like, usually, like, all right. They did it right in, what is it, the first Jurassic World. Where you knew the T-Rex was there, but you didn't know how it was going to play in the story. Because you already knew about the Indominus Rex, the I-Rex, if you will. So everybody thought, like, oh, it's probably going to be another Jurassic Park 3, but you're going to bring in the original island where the original T-Rex is there. And, like, they're not dumb enough to kill off the original T-Rex from Jurassic Park from 1993. But at the end of the movie, like, they were like, yo, we need more teeth and all that shit. And they get out the fucking T-Rex, and everybody's like, oh, no, nobody, wee, squee. That was me in the theater, 2015. But I don't know. It can't do it. So, like, so far, like, I heard they, like, released, like, two more trailers from Godzilla vs. Kong. And a lot of people, like, all I see is, like, people, like, Godzilla tubers and all that, like, just, or MonsterVerse tubers, just literally firing off theories, like, oh, this is what you missed. Mecha Godzilla, shit like that. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? There's some people who don't want to see that, and you're just sitting there just blowing it up on social media.
Facts, like, so that.
I hope, like, obviously it was going to be a Mechagodzilla, right? But I didn't know how it was going to happen. So yeah. Right now I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to be there somehow, some way. It's going to get built. It's going to be there, or it's going to be teased. That's all I know. I don't want to know nothing else until March 25th. That's it. Because, like I said earlier, and I'm going to repeat myself. Blowing your load too early in movie trailers sucks ass. Like, that would be the equivalent if you saw in the Infinity War trailer and you saw that Black Panther was getting dusted away. Or, I don't know, shit like that. Like, all the shit that you didn't know that was going to happen in Infinity War, just imagine if all that was in the trailer. Or, let's see. Because, you know, like, usually, like, they pop out a trailer. So, you know, like, oh, shit, I'm getting hype. And then after the movie is already released, they reveal a little bit more. You know, like, oh, shit. The oh, shit moments in the movie. After the movie was released. But the trailer that they used for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, the first one, should have been used after the movie was released in theaters. So, I'm excited regardless for Godzilla vs. Kong, duh. But after that first trailer, that is all I need. That is literally, after, what is it, 2 years of waiting after Kingdom Monsters, I'm good. I'm Gucci. That trailer was worth the 2 year wait. And now I just got to wait a little bit longer. I'm in the month that's getting released. I don't need no speculations. I don't need any more theories that I already had when I first watched the trailer. I'm Gucci. I'm waiting. I got 8 days until Zack Snyder, and I got a couple more days after that until Godzilla vs. Kong. It's going to be a good month. Huzzah. And I don't know how late this episode is going to be, but stimmies. Woo, woo, woo. It's a good March.
Rumor is March 22nd.
That's going into savings.
Yes, sir.
But we're going to keep on going. We'll keep it going. You know what I'm saying? We like to keep it flowing on the podcast. No breaks and transitions and effects and all that BS. Maybe, you know, when we get bigger. But we had some little hype moment. No. Us guys, for all you people who don't know, we get kind of hype when you get thoughts about, you know, games, movies, entertainment, basically.
Yes, so, sir.
After our previous episode, we were actually talking about this episode right off the bat. Usually, like, well, you should have been doing that anyway. You're supposed to play in this podcast, yeah. But, you know, yeah, shut up. We were, like, going ham, like, talking about, you know, our favorite, like, our childhood Sega games, you know? Or basically...
Yes.
Any game back in the day. So,
yeah.
I gave a little hint to my childhood games, but we didn't really hear about HG's childhood game. So, go ahead and give us, you know, give us, like, one of your favorite games or a game you played a lot when you were a kid growing up.
So, you guys already know about Kingdom Hearts. I'm not going to go into that. It's a dope game, but I'm not going to go into that. But there were other games in my day, you know, that I just love to play. And, there's this game on PS2 or game PS2, I think, called Sonic Heroes. You know, you have that dope theme song that I love, that Sonic Heroes. You know, that, and by far, that is my favorite Sonic game. Well, yeah, favorite Sonic game ever I have ever played, yo. The action, all the choreography, you know, just grinding on the freaking rails and everything. You're just beating up monsters, you're beating up robots, mm-hmm. per se. But you got to play with Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. But you also got to play with, other teams, you know, once you go through the progress of the game, like Shadow and his team. You also have the, I forgot, the one alligator.
Vector, Espio, and his Charmy.
Team. Yes, and you got to play with Silver, I think. You got to play with Silver. Maybe. Negative. Okay, negative. But that game, I love so much, yo. I spent hours on that game also. And it was also multiplayer, split screen, so you just race your friend, brother, family, whatever, you know, through the course. It used to be so freaking much, so much mm-hmm. fun, yo. So much fun. That game kept me busy for hours and hours, guys. But there was also another Sonic game called Sonic Riders.
Hey, hey.
That was also my favorite game. Me and my friends used to be so competitive for that game, yo. For me, my favorite character was Jet,
mm-hmm.
you know. One of the protagonists, antagonists, kind of, you know. I love to play with Jet and his little skateboard. He was, like, supposed to be as fast as Sonic, but not really, you know. I think he was, like, he was a bird.
He's a fucking sure. bird.
But, yeah, he was a bird. But, I love playing that, yeah. I love the, this racing with the skateboards and all the different kinds of different kinds of vehicles. You got, like, the skates, which I love using the skates, you know. That was my favorite, you know. And yeah, I loved it, yo. You know, when you use Tails, his kind of special is like he can mm-hmm. fly, you know. He can fly and everything, like through these rings, and like he gets like a boost, it's like a shortcut. And it was really dope in my opinion. Right. But you also gotta play as Tails, Shadow again. Shadow's main vehicle was like skate
shoes.
And also yeah, the skate shoes, the gliders. But, yeah. Man, PS2 days, yo, they don't make them like that as much, you know? They don't make them as much. I spent a lot of hours, you know, in those games. Aside from Sonic games, my favorite Mortal Kombat game mm-hmm. ever. This is topping 11, X, XL, all that, you know? My favorite one is
Armageddon.
Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, yo.
Sorry.
Nah, Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks. It's just like a new mm-hmm. spin on the Mortal Kombat, you know, fighting style. Like, you weren't like, you know, facing a side. You're like just boxing. You know, you're walking around 3D mm-hmm. kind of style. Just boxing, you know. This is for the X-ray. You know, but what makes this game so freaking cool, the story mode was like freaking co-op.
Right.
So you have Liu Kang. I forgot. Kung Lao. Yeah, Liu Kang and Kung Lao. Yeah. Just boxing these monsters, you know. Get to fight Goro, you know. Shao Kong, you know, in 3D, yo. But also have, like, this other stuff, you know, like, you can find out, like, secret fatalities you can do, you know, by jumping here or jumping off this to this and, like, doing a backflip. And, like, it was just so freaking dope, yo. I'm definitely, if I ever get the money to, I'm going to buy a PS2 and buy Shaolin Monks, or I hope PS5 remasters Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, because that will be amazing. I definitely have my friends over, blow it up on my projector.
Hold on, you're a fanboy.
We'll go through the whole story mode.
Hold on, if you're a fanboy. It doesn't just have to be for PS5.
Yes. Our PS4.
No, fanboy. It can be for every other console.
Every other console. Okay. But no, that's just some of my favorite games. You know, I have more like Ninja Gaiden, you know, Devil May Cry, you know, another game, Max Payne was a dope game. It's like one of my first shooters, Max Payne. That might have been my first, you know. I love, like, jumping back, going in slow motion, just pulling out the double glizzies and killing people, you know, and shooting the enemy. But you can hear the excitement in my voice, you know what I mean? You hear the excitement in my voice. But, you know, yeah, that's enough for me, you know. I do like to hear, like, you know, what favorite games you guys have in the comment section or social media.
Yeah, 41 minutes in, guys. Question of the day. What was your childhood game? Give us a little insight on our listeners' thought process.
And why.
Why. Know? But
that's me.
For me, I would say I was a Sega guy, obviously. But like I said before, my games were, you know, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Sonic 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Vector Man, and this is what I grew up on. Second and third, like, my friends had Nintendo 64s, the PlayStation 1, or actually we had a PlayStation 1. Me and my brother SJ got caught playing the PlayStation one day, and stuff happened. But those are good times, because Crash Team Racing was that shit. The OG Crash Team Racing. Bro, that's my shit. Music, fucking my dude was Dr. Cortex. Bro, those are my shits. Going into Sonic games, I can't really pick my, like, all-time favorite Sonic games, you know. But I would say Sonic 2, if I can pick up any Sonic game right now, it would be Sonic 2. Like, if I had to just pick up, like, if I just, like, generated something in my hands to, like, and it was Sonic, and it's like, hey, pick a Sonic game, it would probably be Sonic 2, because, like I said before, nothing beats that intro, Emerald Hill Zone. But close second behind that would have to be Sonic Adventure 2. Like, that was those games were, like, the stories were kind of weird, especially Sonic 2 or Sonic Adventure 2. But it came down to the point where, like, this is where they introduced some characters. Like, Shadow, obviously. You had Rouge. And then you just had just the ambiance or the setting of the world. You know, you had the, what's it called? Space Colony Arc. The music, Slap Central. You know, Escape from the City. You also have Live and Learn. You got the whole, like, literal soundtrack of Knuckles, of just playing Knuckles' levels. Music slaps, all right? Yeah, I haven't played it. I know it hasn't really aged too well, but it's still pretty good. Sometimes, like, you'll be listening to a cutscene, and you can barely hear Sonic talk, or any of the characters talk. And speaking of, like, characters talking, Dean Bristow, the voice actor for Eggman for Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, and going a little bit into Sonic Heroes. Yeah, he was a good Eggman. He brought a little bit of a little sinisterness to Dr. Eggman. It was kind of cool. But that was my guy. Dean Bristow, rest in peace. He's a good guy. Good voice actor for Dr. Eggman. The new Dr. Eggman is... He brings a more comical asset to Dr. Eggman, but he's still a good guy. But Dean Bristow is always going to be my favorite. But Sonic Mania is also a good, a love letter to classic Sonic fans. Like, a love letter. Like, Sonic Mania was perfect. I wish there was a 2. Hopefully it's in development. Christian Whitehead, you are a godsend. He was the one who ported, what's it called? He ported 1 and 2, and I believe Sonic 3. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, Sonic 3 is there. But I'm like, yeah, Sonic 3 was there, but it took a while for the release. But Sonic 3 and Knuckles is a lot of people's favorite games, mainly because how much of a like quality of life improvement it was over Sonic 2. But Sonic 2 is going to be my go-to Sonic game. But if I had to pick a favorite level, it would be... I don't know. There's a lot of levels to go off of. Like, you have Rooftop Run, Emerald Hill Zone, you got music, you got Mystic Cave Zone. Like, music was... I can go on forever about the music. But, pressing for time. We got to get to the main topic. The reason I was so pissed earlier today, or earlier this podcast. So, people, you young people, I say young because I don't get your guys' thought process. All right. Recently, the snowflakes, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, are hurt, butt hurt, got their panties in a tizzy. I can say that because you don't know who's wearing them at this time. So, people on TikTok, social media, are like, we need to cancel Eminem because he said a verse in Love the Way You Lie, saying, then, like, if you ever try to leave, I'm a tire to the bed and burn the place down, this, that, and the third. We need to cancel him for this, blah, blah, blah. Bro, almost lost my shit when I saw that because I'm like, yo. If that's what hurt you, I need you to listen to anything before recovery. Or hell, even relapse. Like, just listen to it. And then you guys got the nerve to try to cancel the dude you guys got the name Stan from. Stans, you know? Stans came from Stan. You know that one song that, you know, Eminem released? And then y'all started going down the line. Was it Pepe Le Pew, Dr. Seuss? Y'all are just going ham. Y'all need to fucking stop. Like, cancel culture is so fucking toxic, dude. Like, it's ridiculous how out of hand it gets. Like, you could even fart in a general direction and someone would be tweeting about you, like, later that day. And then it's hashtag guy who farted that, like, in the subway needs to get canceled because he farted in my oxygen. And now, of course, everybody needs to jump on the fucking social media train and start hashtagging it too. Just like all you fucking K-pop stans blowing up like the top 10 trending with Soo Jin Lee's birthday. Like, who the fuck cares? Like, fuck. I don't know if I'm just getting that old or if I'm going through my midlife crisis right now, but this shit's driving me fucking insane. And then, like I said before, like, all these stupid-ass challenges and all that. Like, fuck. I don't know, the Big Bang Challenge. Like, some of y'all is just arched backs and, like, big thighs. And then get mad when someone comments on it. You look good. Why are you commenting on me when I posted this on the internet, on TikTok of all places? How dare you? I'm gonna cancel you. Demi Lovato says that fucking what is it? The gender reveals are transphobic. Like, fuck, dude. What's next? We don't know who King Kong is. He didn't identify himself as male, female, non-binary, trans, blah, blah, blah. Shut up and grow up, my guy. Everybody's force-feeding cancel culture down people's throats and force-feeding this, that, and the third down people's throats. Like, let people live their fucking lives. Meghan Merkel's getting, like, getting heat from, what the fuck is it? England. For speaking about how, the state of her mental health over the process of her being over there. And some fucker named Piers Morgan is over her bashing her for the past, like, who knows how long she's been over there. All because he ghosted her. He's been doing it on, like, live British national TV for who knows how long. And it was, everybody was just okay with it. But now someone brings it up while he was on TV and he walks off. And now it's time to cancel him. And now I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. Mental health is no joke. And this man's been joking about this shit for a while, ever since she came out, or she came out and said, yo, this shit's trying on my head, and she got suicidal. Touchy subject for a lot of people I know. But this dude, Piers Morgan, old little crusty fuck, was on British TV all year just being like, Meghan Merkel this, Meghan Merkel that, blah, blah, blah. This and the third. And then she came out and she had an interview with, like, Oprah Winfrey, and she basically said that the people, the British monarchy was worried about the color, or how her son was gonna, their son was gonna come out, like, if he's gonna be too dark, this, that, and the third. Like, really? Like, I didn't know we were back in the 60s and the 50s and all that. Or any time between now and 1770 whatever. 716 whatever. Like, it is 2021 and we're still having these issues. And reverting back to what I said earlier, my man Eminem has been doing this forever. Eminem, Marshall Mathers, Slim Shady. This man's been trying, this man, like, people have been trying to cancel this man for like 20 years, probably. And nobody is successful, has been successful. And now there's legitimate causes, reasons to air quote, hashtag cancel someone. But doing this because your feelings are hurt, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't know, man. Like, you're not that much younger than me, but what are your thoughts on this whole, like, literal cancel culture on social media? Like, literally, the tiniest little thing will set someone off to the point, or set a group of people off to, we need to get this trending. Number one, cancel this person. This person is over party. This person, like, clapped an ass cheek on whatever, and now it's posted. We need to cancel this person. Like, what are your thoughts on cancel culture? Is it helpful for society, or does it destroy it?
I mean, in some situations, it's definitely helpful, but, you know, definitely helpful in some situations. I can't give an example right now, you know. But in other situations, it's definitely hindering, you know. I feel like, you know, people... I feel like cancel culture has always been around, you know, since forever, you know. But with social media and spreads everything, like wildfire. You know, it's just make... Yeah, it spreads like wildfire. It makes everything so easy, you know. You have those people, you know, who actually care about the subject. You have those clout chasers. Then you have a third group of people which kind of get on my nerves sometimes. Like, they find tweets, posts, pictures from, like, 12 years ago and resurfaced it. Like, remember when, did you guys know so-and-so said this 12 years ago? Cancel him. Cancel them, you know? When 12 years ago, there's like freaking 18, 17, 12, you know, with a Facebook, you know, they're young. You know, they couldn't probably really understand what they're saying or doing.
You're one of those people. Know?
But, yeah. But, it's most of the time, it's not helpful, you know? It's not. It's just like, it's like, okay, I'm pretty sure you said something worse today, you know, but no one was around with a phone, you know, but retweeting what you say, you know? And that's just my, that's just my opinion. And it's annoying to see sometimes. Like, I heard about the Eminem thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, yo. And I'm pretty sure those same people, you know, who are, say, Council Eminem, are the same people back in 2012 or whatever, bumping that thing in their punch buggy.
You're probably, you know, in elementary school.
You know, bump that thing on their school bus, you know, bopping their heads, you know, those same people, you know. That's my opinion.
I don't know, dude.
I really don't care about the situation. I like the song. That's perfect. No pun intended. It's like one of the hottest verse on the
Hey, slap your knee, everybody.
And from what I know, Rihanna and Eminem, Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers are good with each other. They did songs, several songs after that song. So I don't see why people have a problem.
Well, it's not really directed towards him and Rihanna. It's directed towards, like, people getting hurt, the fact that, you know, I fucking know, but it's a reason behind it. But that's what I mean. Like, it's not more so like it's toxic, you know. Nobody likes toxic. And for all you dudes, Pokemon fans, you know, you keep walking, guess what happens? It totally starts to deteriorate your Pokemon's health. And right now, like, this is like deteriorating, like, society's health. You can literally do one thing wrong, and then some group somewhere are going to cancel you. Like, sometimes, all right, so cancel culture can be helpful if it's bringing light to a subject, right? For example, like you said, when I say, like, you're one of those people, a lot of people are like, yo, this person did this while they were, what's it called? While they were young. They didn't know about this. It was jokes, this, that, and the third. They didn't know what they were doing. But the apple doesn't really fall too far from the tree. Like, I don't know if people know this, but I remember I was watching the WWE Network, and I was watching, like, wrestling back in the day. And I don't know if you guys remember Goldust, but the man came out in the fro. He painted his face black, and I just laughed. I mean, he wasn't doing all the yo, you know, speaking slang or whatever they classify black talk is. But nobody was all like, yo, what the fuck? Like, nobody's canceling him. And guess what? I'm not bringing this to attention to cancel. I'm bringing this to attention, like, stop being so fucking sensitive. Like, I get there's moments where rising up to the occasion helps other people, you know, fucking suicide awareness. You have mental health. Like, helping people, like, bring awareness to people, like, bring it to people that actually benefits other people, not just to get something to go viral. Everything nowadays is, how can I get this to go viral? Let's follow the next viral thing. Oh, I'm doing it, or these people are doing this. Now I need to do it. And it goes back to the old saying, like, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? Oh, I wouldn't. But then you'd be like, hey, there's a TikTok challenge of some people jumping off the bridge with their friends. Fuck, I need to do it too. I need to keep up with the trends. I mean, shit, fuck it, natural selection, I guess. But fuck, dude. It kind of gets me triggered, but I guess you can say we need to cancel culture. But I guess times people were, you know, had thick skin back in the day. And by all means, if anything we said on the podcast offends you, go ahead and dial 1-800 eat my ass, because
I like to say I apologize to nobody. The king says what he wants, yo.
Because we're gonna keep it real, right? Obviously, there's things we can't say.
Yes.
But there's things we will say, and on this podcast, I will always bring attention somewhat to sports, to entertainment, to our hobbies, our thoughts, our opinions. I will bring our thoughts onto mental health, suicide awareness, Me Too movements, like anything that benefits or promotes a better society, if you will. Because, you know, we like our society. We like our mixologists. We want to keep care. We want to see how everybody's doing. We like to make sure, or we like how people tell us that, hey, your podcast is good, this, that, and the third. Keep on giving what you guys do. But at the same time, we like to thank you for listening and taking time out of your day, the hour and 10 minutes, or however long our episodes are, to actually get to this point of the podcast. But we're always going to bring attention to what we deem is necessary. For example, we don't talk about politics, mainly because it's not necessary to talk about that on our podcast, because there's tens of billions of news channels, and you can literally just open your phone and look at it. It's not really necessary to look or to talk about politics because it's everywhere you turn. But you might think to yourself, but Ohio, so it was fucking sports and all that shit, but all that. But yeah. Cool. And by all means, we're not sports analysts. I don't work for IGN, Rotten Tomato, or we don't work for those companies. I don't work for BuzzFeed or any of those things. You're getting Ohio and Emperor Black on Black Mixology. And for those of you mixologists, like I said, again, if this offends you, or if anything I said prior to this statement, if anything offends you, I'm sorry, but this ain't for you. Because it's our podcast. Not just me and HG's, but whoever deems himself a fan or a stan of Black Mixology, we'll stand for you. And we'll keep on, you know, giving our opinions, letting you guys into our lives about how we feel about certain situations that pertain to entertainment, gaming, hobbies, or just life in general. But I would like to end all that by saying, how you doing, HG? You good?
I'm doing fantastic, yo. It is Wednesday, 1 o'clock, the 10th, yo. And, you know, we're doing this for you guys, yo. I don't mind staying up this late. I like it, you know. Make sure show your support. Make sure you comment down below, you know. Ask some questions, you know. Ask some questions you want to, you know, if you know. We did 15 of these episodes now. If you want to know more about us, ask us what you want to know. Other than that, you guys, it's getting a little bit warmer up there, you know. So that's good, you know. But other than that, thank you guys for coming out. It's been your co-host, Emperor Black, King Black 20. Check out my Twitch. Follow me on Instagram, Lord Blacked, you know. I'm doing a Little Nightmares 1 run through. It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. You know, Twitch is King Black 20. Profile picture of a King's Crown. But thank you guys for coming out. Ohio. Check us out.
Speaking of shameless plugs, late into the episode, I know, but if you guys are still listening, hi. But anyway, shameless plug. I got, probably should have said this earlier, but I am wearing my Metropolitan hoodie, right? My brother has started a little clothing line where he sells hoodies, socks, masks, hats, sweatshirts, tees, blah, blah, blah. And I can say I fucking love this hoodie. Second to the Black Mixology hoodie. If you guys have any order, go ahead and get you guys ordering right now. But this hoodie is pretty dope. I like it. It has Metropolitan on the front. It's like a little floral design in the front. It looks dope. The hoodie fits nice. Our hoodies fit nice as well. But
yes.
At the same time, we're always in to plug in anybody who is willing to share what they are trying to build. We're all for about building our brand. We're also in tune building anybody else starting a brand. For example, how we collab with Black Sheep. We're trying to work on getting some more guests. It is coming up on, what is it? We're going to see what we can do for the 20th episode. But we want to do, maybe 10, every 10 episode special, just give a little bit more to you guys for you guys, giving your time for listening to us. But I know I've droned on. We're not that much over time, but either way, I got to get to editing all this crap. So he's already said his piece. This has been Ohio, and we're signing out. Peace.